My name's Chaya, and I'm 19 years old. Today is April 30th, 2021, and I'm speaking with my dad. We're recording this interview in Newport Beach, California. Okay, so the first question, can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
Can I tell you somebody I would always remember? Yeah. Anybody? Well, the obvious answer is going to be my mom or dad, and dad, I should say.
Okay. Do you have anything to say about them?
Well, you know, I'm obviously going to always remember them.
True. Yeah.
They're my parents, obviously, and even after they pass, you know, I don't think I'll ever forget them. You know, they're always a part of your life.
Okay. Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence in your life, / what lessons did that person teach you?
Who had a big influence on my life? Who has had a big influence on my life? Well, you know, I could choose somebody who had an influence on my life personally or professionally. So if I choose somebody professionally, I'd say a person who had a big influence on my life was a physician named Dr. Carl Brinker, who was one of my faculty when I was in training. And he was a very involved physician with his patients. He was a transplant nephrologist, and I sort of learned sort of the importance of, or the, you know, the importance, I guess, of doing your due diligence and always being there for your patients and making sure you do the best you could do, and never try to push off or shrug things to another day if you could get them done that day. So sort of learned my work ethic, if you will, from him.
Okay, very nice. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Well, I think, I think what I feel most grateful for in my life is the fact that my parents sort of provided for me and my brother and sister, where that we sort of never felt like we had to struggle for funds to do what we wanted to do, whether it was going to this college versus that college, or being able to pursue this extracurricular activity or that extracurricular activity. I think that, you know, them being able to take the pressures of student loans out of the equation really sort of opened us up to being able to do what we wanted to do without having to take too much concern as to how we're gonna pay that back.
Okay. What's your favorite memory of me?
Favorite memory of you is probably when we would, you know, well, I can think of one in particular, but it's a common theme that was used. You were probably around 5 or 6 years of years old, and Arden was, I think, just 1 year old at the time. So you're probably 5 or 6, and you, the favorite memory of you is like what a ham you were. Like any time we wanted to videotape Arden walking around for the first time, or whatever, you always jump in the frame, and want to grab our attention too. So just your sort of attention hog, if you will, what you would do to be an attention hog back then was my favorite memory of you.
Okay. What are you proudest of in your life?
So what am I most proud of in my life? Well, I'm fortunate to be proud of a lot of things in my life, but, you know, including being able to sort of provide for my family. But I think personally, from a personal standpoint, what I'm most proud of is getting my black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. That was a very hard process. It was not like most martial arts where you can pay for a belt or get a belt in 1 or 2 years. You know, you had to go through a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and surgeries, and injuries, and lots of time on the mat to sort of get better. And it was a struggle. It was a long 10-year haul for me, and some people it'd take even longer than that, but it took me 10 years of hard work, juggling that with obviously my job and family. But getting that my black belt was probably personally one of the proudest moments of my life, and I haven't stopped since then.
How has your life been different than what you imagined it to be?
Oh well, I never thought that I would be living in where I live, I guess. I always thought that I would be living and working in someplace like San Diego. That was kind of, growing up, that was kind of a place that I was like, oh, I want to sort of live and work there at some point in my life. And that never happened. That's been sort of a deviation from what I planned.
Anything else with your job?
No, you know, I liked I liked my job. I think I liked my job. I think I think I would have liked it more if I were working in San Diego. I think where I work, it's been tough on tough on my enjoyment of my job.
What is your job?
Doctor.
For the interview. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't expect to be living where I lived.
Okay. If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not having done, and why? What would you regret not having done, and why haven't you done it? But just the first one.
I don't know if I would regret not having done something. We always have regrets in our lives. I shouldn't say we always. You know, everybody has some degree of regret of something in their lives, right? It can be, even if it's just minor regrets about this or that. I don't think I would regret anything if I were to die suddenly. I think about my life, I think I would regret, the only thing I could say I'd regret doing what I could to not die suddenly, because I would regret missing out on seeing my kids grow up. That would be my biggest regret, not seeing them. But
well, it's sudden, so I don't think you would know.
Yeah, I mean that would be my, but that would be my if it's sudden, then you don't have time to regret anything if you're going to go that route. But if I were to be dying all of a sudden, I'd regret not being able to see my kids grow up. That would be the biggest disappointment to me.
Okay. What are your hopes for me in the future, and what are your hopes for my children? I have no children, but.
Well, I think for you, I think as you should already know, our hopes for you is to finish college and get a good job that's going to support you in the lifestyle that you want to live, and that I hope that you meet a person who will support you. Meet a person, get married to some guy who will support you in that, and also sort of lift you up as well too, not sort of drag you down. And then I hope that you will have, children, healthy children that also will grow up to have healthy, productive lives as well, too.
Okay. Was I who you expected me to be?
Were you who I expected you to be? No. I mean, I think, you know, as you know, you've had some medical issues and stuff like that. So, you know, nobody expects their children to have certain issues like that. So that would be the only thing. And I know those issues have sort of been tough on you, especially with education, but also personally as well, too.
Excuse me. I'll continue.
So,
what about my personality?
No, I think your personality is great. I
was it what you expected?
Was it what I expected you to be? I think from remembering you from a young age, yeah, it's like I think it's exactly what I expected you to be when you were 5 or 6 years old. You're kind of exactly what I expect you to be based on what you were like when you were 5 or 6, for sure, yeah.
Okay.
And I think, you know, you take off after mom that way, too, because she's very sort of outgoing as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Is there something about my beliefs that you don't agree with but still respect?
What are your beliefs?
Just anything that I believe in.
What do you believe in?
I don't know. Just anything that I believe in, like, politically.
What are your political beliefs?
Okay, anything that I do in my life that I think is okay that you don't agree with, but still respect.
Right. Oh, I still respect?
Okay, well, then anything that you don't believe with or you agree with.
You've never really been very outspoken about sort of your political views or things of that nature. Or really, I don't think you've really been outspoken about your religious views. But what I do know about those, I don't think they're in disagreement with what I believe.
They're the same overall. Yeah, we hold the same views. But I
guess the only thing I don't disagree. The only thing I guess is I disagree with is I'm not sure I agree with your sort of your emphasis on your work ethic. I think you tend to push things off longer than you need to. I think most kids do that, but I mean, I think you do that. I think you sort of, you sometimes don't think of the long game, if you will, especially when it comes to academics. You think more about having fun now as opposed to delaying the gratification to get the work done now so you can have fun later. So I think that's the thing I disagree with. I don't think I respect that, the fact that you do it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the one thing I guess I would say I disagree with.
Okay.
Just one second here.
If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
You know, Mom and I have actually talked about that many times. Oh. And the way it comes up is more sort of, did we do the right thing? It's not like we should have done this. Did we do everything right? And, you know, it's a hard question to answer. You know, the grass is always green on the other side of the fence. So you always want to think, well, you know, we should have done X, Y, and Z instead of A, B, and C. And then things would have been better. But the reality is we don't know that. You know, you could actually be worse if we did X, Y, and Z. So, thinking about you know what you've been through and what your needs were and everything, I think what we did for you, keeping you in sort of a small school, as opposed to putting you into the public school system, it was probably a good idea. I think, you know, we always debate, you know, should we have, you know, put Chaya into the public school system and so forth and use their resources? Would she have had more resources? Would she have done better? You know, the short answer is, I don't know, but probably not. I think we've come to terms with the fact that I think what we did was the right thing.
Okay.
There's always going to be sort of a question of, did we do the right thing, or could we have done something differently? You know, you can sit there and wait and waste lots of time and emotional energy doing that, but I think you have to sort of try your best to think about it, try your best to sort of analyze it critically, and then just let it be and go from there.
Okay. Lastly, do you remember any of the songs you sang to me, and can you sing them now for Ooh. This interview?
Oh, I didn't really sing you any songs.
I never
really sang you any songs.
Okay, thank you for this interview. Hopefully, do you have any questions for me?
Which person would you are you never going to forget in your life? And why?
There's a lot of people. I wouldn't forget you, my mom, my brother. I don't think I would forget anyone in my close circle of life.
So what particularly, if you had to choose one thing, what particular thing about me and what one particular thing about mom would you not forget or stands out as the most memorable thing?
First of all, you guys are the only people I've known for my whole life. So I think everything I would remember. When you mean
away? You know your grandparents for your whole life.
Yeah, but not the same. I live with you guys.
No, but what particularly is the most memorable thing about me and mom?
Okay. You probably how you work hard at things that I wish I was like that, or I strive to be, or have your work ethic, and also just small things, how you make food, and yeah.
And what about mom?
Mom probably how her like humor and how she's kind of weird. I would remember that the most, I think.
Have those things influenced you, and if so, how?
Yes, because I think that I have the same sense of humor, and I try to work hard also.
Do you feel you're achieving your goals?
Yeah, I feel like the past 3 months I've been achieving my goals that I've strived for.
Would you do anything differently
in my life?
If you had to go back, let's go back to freshman year of high school. If you had to do what would you change about your high school experience, and even your college experience right now, if anything?
I think that everything happens for a reason. And there's no way that I would be the person I am today without those things that, quote unquote, I would have regretted if I was the type of person to regret things, which I'm not. But if I was the type of person to regret things, those experiences, I wouldn't be who I am today. And I like.
So does that mean that that if you had the opportunity to change something about your personality or your attitude about this or that, is there anything that you would change?
Honestly, the one thing I would change is I wish sometimes, which I'm trying to work on now, that I could think in the long run and think like, oh, just because I don't want to do this now doesn't mean I should have done that later, which is something that I have regretted in the past, but I changed that about myself now. And I understand that some things are just worth maybe missing out on or not having fun or not doing the thing that I want to do in the moment so I can do something I want to do later is worth it.
So does that mean, so basically, you know, it sounds to me like you're saying that you're kind of happy with the way you are now and that you are trying to do a few things to sort of improve yourself, if you will, right?
Yeah, so I wouldn't have been how I am now or learned that if I didn't experience it.
So does that mean that you're a happy person?
Yeah, I think overall I'm a happy person.
And do you tie your happiness to something in particular? Meaning that if you do you tie your happiness to doing well at something, or do you tie your happiness to how somebody in particular feels about you, or do you tie your happiness to not having to struggle, or what do you tie your happiness to, or what can sort of crack your happiness shell, if you will?
Would crack my happiness shell? Like, make, what do you think my happiness is tied to?
Yeah, what do you think your happiness
is tied to? I think my happiness is tied to myself and how I see myself. When I'm super busy, I think I feel happiest because I feel like I'm being productive and doing things. When I'm not, I think that's what it has to do, is when I'm doing things all the time, I feel happiest. Like, not even enjoyable things all the time, just like when I am super busy, which has been the past few months, like, I feel happiest in that time. I don't think I've ever, I mean, obviously sometimes I care what people think about me, but it doesn't affect my happiness at all. It's just like, oh, I wonder why they don't like me or something. But I don't really care. I don't know. I try not to pay attention to that sort of stuff, so even if someone doesn't like me, I'd rather not really know. But I think my happiness is tied towards being, just doing things all the time, being productive, being busy, running around, getting everything, doing everything that I want to do. When I'm not busy is when I'm not happy, I think.
Does busyness to you mean doing something fun, or just doing
fun? No, just anything. Both of that. When I have things I need to do, it makes me feel like I'm purposeful. Or when I have things that I'm doing / need to do, even if I want to or don't want to do them, I think it makes me feel like purposeful, which makes me feel happy. I think that's a lot of people, though. Not necessarily busy, but whether they think that or not.
Does that sort of influence what type of profession or even job that you might have?
I don't know what type of job I might have, but I think it does influence. I can't be sitting down doing the same thing. I want to do like marketing and stuff and work with different companies. So I think that's good because I get to also have some sort of freedom.
What type of freedom are you expecting to have?
Just the freedom for me to have multiple projects and not just be...
So you want to have multiple things on your... You want to be balancing multiple things on your plate.
Yeah.
Multiple plate, yeah.
Potentially.
And does marketing sort of fit into some of your interests?
Yes, yeah, somewhat.
Like what?
I think it plays into my interest of observing crowds of people, not observing crowds, observing the popular quote-unquote trends of people and how people retain information and how psychologically people are more drawn, because I do like psychology a lot, how people are drawn to more different things and what makes people do pick one choice over another choice. But also, which has to do with the popular trends of people and what type of app they're using, what demographic uses that app. I think that combined is a good profession, if you will.
And do you think that type of profession would fit your personality?
Yeah, I don't know yet because we haven't gotten that far, but... as of now, yes. Thank you for the questions. This is concluding the interview. Thank you.